Hello, my name is Claire McGee, and today I'm going to be talking about the Spanish Inquisition. So the story starts in the year 711 AD when Muslims from northern Africa invaded the modern-day Iberian Peninsula. So these would be the territories of Spain and Portugal. At this time, the territories were ruled by Christians and was a Christian state. So after the Muslims took back the territory, the Christians, of course, wanted to get it back. So the 800-year process in which the Christians fought the Muslims and tried to take back the peninsula was called the Reconquista. And after 800 years, in the year 1492, the Christians were able to take back Granada and make Spain a Christian state once again. The Spaniards at this time were unified under Queen Isabel and King Fernando. But even though they had taken back the country, Isabel and Fernando were still worried that the people weren't going to convert back to Christianity and were going to continue practicing their own religion. So they agreed that everybody has to be Catholic in Spain. So they go to the Pope, and they ask the Pope at the time, Sixtus IV, to issue something called a papal bull, which is basically an order that says something is illegal in the church. And the Pope reluctantly agreed and issued a papal bull that said it is illegal to not be Catholic in Spain. And even with the papal bull, Isabel and Fernando were still nervous. So they started a judicial process in which they could target and punish those who did not want to follow Christianity. And this is the start of the Inquisition. So they formed a council called the Council of Suprema that would try people if they had been accused of not practicing Christianity. And if you didn't pass this trial, then you were punished in various ways, or confessions could be elicited from you via torture of various types, and sometimes even death would happen. In this system, people would report others. So it created a very big brother atmosphere in Spain. So brothers could report sisters, and friends would report friends. And this led to a ton of self-incrimination because people were afraid that their loved ones would tell on them before they could tell the truth themselves, or not even the truth. People were often forced into confessing things that weren't true, and forced to go to trial for things that would today sound ridiculous, something like peeing on the wall of a church or saying God's name in vain. And these people were forced to wear, the people that were put on trial and punished were forced to wear something called a San Benito, which was a outfit that matched your punishment. So there were different colors and different signs and different crosses that you would have to wear based on whether you got prison time or labor or even death. And so these were basically like large ponchos with crosses on them and big hats. And a lot of these people, like I talked about the torture, many of these people were subject to torture, such as the rack, waterboarding, hanging from a ceiling. And the most famous, the rack, was a form of torture in which the subject would be laid across these pallets and their limbs would be stretched out until they came out of their socket. So many horrible things like this went on. So the Spanish Inquisition lasted from 1478 to 1834, and during this time, tribunals ended up trying about 150,000 people and executing around 3,000 to 5,000 people. And it wasn't really until the 1700s, when the Enlightenment thinkers started to go against the Inquisition, that a movement against the Inquisition really took up speed. Napoleon then appointed his brother Bonaparte as King of Spain, and the combination of the Enlightenment thinkers and Bonaparte completely abolished the Spanish Inquisition in 1834. I believe that this topic is very important to study because it was a very dark history in Spain, but it also led to the Catholic Spanish culture we see today. And all the events prior to the Inquisition led to the mix of cultures and religions that we see in Spain today. And like anything else in history that's dark or involves religious persecution, it's a lesson to us. We should study these things, and we should study Spanish culture and all cultures of the world, because we can learn from history, and we can make sure that things like this, like killing people for not practicing the same religion as you and religious governments, don't happen again. And this has been the Spanish Inquisition. Thank you.